From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Donald Trump takes to Twitter to denounce a new report on Russian hacking. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has taken to his favorite platform for public communication, Twitter, to rebut reported claims Russia compiled information in an attempt to compromise him. Media reports say a briefing document prepared by U.S. intelligence officials includes allegations Trump campaign officials colluded with Russian intelligence. It is said to discuss alleged sexual activities by Trump. Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov denied Wednesday that Russia has compromising material about Trump, but said the claims are meant to hurt U.S.-Russian relations. Peskov said fabrication of such spoof stories is an obvious attempt to damage our bilateral relations. It is a complete fabrication, and the quality of this paper speaks for itself, in my opinion. Trump tweeted in response late Tuesday that the report was simply made up. Reports say Trump was given a two-page synopsis of the unsubstantiated information last Friday, also given a classified briefing on alleged Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump will hold his first full news conference today since winning the 2016 presidential election. Last time he held a news conference, he was plunging into a heated general election campaign with Hillary Clinton and suggested Russia could help dig up some of his rival's emails. Nearly 6 months and a presidential campaign later, a victory later, Trump will finally step before reporters again Wednesday to face questions about what role he believes Russia played in the election year hacking. You can hear Mr. Trump's news conference at 1600 UTC. This is VOA. With less than 2 weeks in office before Donald Trump is sworn in, President Obama addressed a friendly audience in Chicago late Tuesday in a farewell address in which he defended his 8-year record and outlined the challenges facing the country. Recalling his successful Yes, We Can campaign theme of 2008, Mr. Obama said he chose Chicago for his last speech because that's where he was inspired to launch his political career.
Now, this is where I learned that change only happens when ordinary people get involved and they get engaged and they come together to demand it. After 8 years as your president, I still believe that.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato, director of the school's Center for Politics, told VOA's Victor Beatty it was a moving as well as unprecedented farewell address, likening it more to a political rally to what he called an undignified setting.
Certainly it was untraditional. We've never had a farewell address like this. One can only imagine what George Washington, or for that matter, Dwight Eisenhower, who had the most famous farewell address, would have thought of this manner of delivering it. It was more like a political rally.
Donald Trump will be sworn in as the country's 45th president on January 20th. Mr. Obama said he plans to stay in Washington after returning to private life while his youngest daughter finishes high school. He said he wants to give his successor the same space that George W. Bush gave him in 2008. Gambia's outgoing president, Yahya Jammeh, is criticizing foreign pressure for him to step down and calling on Gambians to wait for a Supreme Court decision to determine the credibility of the December 1st elections that he lost. Tuesday, thousands of supporters of Jammeh's Alliance for Patriotic Reorientation and Construction gathered around a Supreme Court hearing pushing for the annulment of the election outcome. The Supreme Court, with only one sitting member, adjourned until Monday but said it likely cannot hear the petition filed by the party until May, when the Nigeria and Sierra Leone judges appointed by Jammeh are available. The delay creates uncertainty that many fear could turn into violence. Jammeh at first conceded defeat to opposition coalition candidate Adama Barrow, but later called for a new vote, saying the December 1st elections had irregularities. Heavy rain responsible for floods across southern Thailand eased today, leaving residents to pick through the damaged homes and ruined fields wrought by the 10-day deluge. Record downpours have submerged vast swathes of Thailand's agricultural south since the beginning of the month.
That's the latest world news from VOA.